Ayin Tesh Lamed Aleph at the bottom. Nishmayet HaTeven Me'asorat Tvachim Shnei Masurim. If over Shabbos or before Shabbos, without realizing it, the Teven got less than 10 Tvachim high, so now the there's no Mechitza between the Chatzeros, and therefore they were all one big Chatzer, and the two separate Erevin won't help. So they're all asur to carry from their houses into the chatzar. Mara says, ho asur ashori. Mashma, that if the, what's it called, the matbein, the tevin, was 10 tefachim high, it's okay, I forgot the midli tikra tuva, even though it doesn't reach the roof. So we learn from here, shma mino mechitzos, shein magios for tikra, shman mechitzos. We had before, Tulsa says, only talking about mechitzos that are aroi, like this. Not a bona fide mechitza. But if it doesn't reach the roof, it's not called a mechitza for these halachas of separating and making separate areas the gabi eruvin. The gabi other halachas, tzukah, whatever, where you just need a bona fide mechitza, for sure a mechitza doesn't reach the roof is okay. But it's for these halachas, and Tulsa says, even for these halachas, it's only by a mechitza saroi, by a mechitza that's a flimsy mechitza like this, not a mechitza that's made with something kavua. And other Rishonim learn that it's even a mechitza kavua, but it's only for these halachas, obviously. The tevin asora. Right? So Abaye says, no. No raya. It's talking about a house that's 13 tefachim high, less a little bit. So the 10 tefachim is within 3 tefachim of the roof, which is considered lavud, and therefore it mamach reaches the roof. That's the chiddush. V'rafuna bereder v'shu amar afilu tema v'vayis asora. Talking about a room that's 10 tefachim high, and the tevin only has to be 7 in a mashu high. And then it's within 3 tefachim of the roof, is okay. The chol pachas mishlosha kalavu dami. So where it says, mishlam al abaya hainu ditanim yasara. According to Abaya, that's why it said, if the pile of tevin is less than 10 tefachim high, it's no good. But according to Elul Rafuna Breid of Yeshua, my me'asara, the chora can be less than 10 tefachim high. Since we're talking about a roof that's 10 tefachim high. And it would be enough to have 7 tefachim plus a mashu. Why does it say if it's less than 10, it's no good? It should say if it's less than 7 a mashu, it's no good. It doesn't mean 10 tefachim. It means from the halacha of 10 tefachim of mechitza. But here the mechitza is a mechitza counting the lavud, so you only need 7 plus a little bit mashu. Shema mino mechitza, shema psikos babayis. They ain't magios latikra. If you have partitions in a house that don't reach the roof, so legabe this halacha of partitioning it off and making it separate places, that's not called a partition. And again, Tulsa says only if it's a temporary partition. But a kavua partition, you build a wall, even if it doesn't reach the roof, even for these halachas, it's considered a partition. We learned before, it's machlokas. We come out from this Mishnah a tiyufta on the one who holds that it is a mechitza. Right? We had the case before where you had people in an inn and they put up temporary mechitzas between them, room dividers, and if it doesn't reach the ceiling, so one mandiomer says it's good, one said not. From here it seems that it's not good. That is good. And Kash on the one who says not good. Tevin Shivo Mashu, Lakaman Parech on Ismait Miasoraktoni. According to Rabbi Huna Rabbi Yeshua, all you need is a pile of 7.5, which is within 3 tefachim of the roof, to be considered a divider. So later on, right now the Gemara is going to ask, why does it say then it has to be less than 10 to be no good? Even less than 10 is okay, as long as it's not less than 7 plus a mashu. Okay, the Gemara says it means mitoras asora, from the halachas of asora. Not that it itself is ten, but it's ten considering the love of two. Shneim asurim, shma minoa diorin abo b'shabes asurim. The Gemara says dilma diim but meyasmo. Okay, what happened is over here that on Shabbos the pile of tevin got lower. Memela, there's no separation between the two chatzeros, and they become one chatzer, and then people who were not in my chatzer when Shabbos came in are now in my chatzer, because the wall between us has gone down. So, and it then says it's also mashma, that if you have new people move into the chatzer on Shabbos, right, who weren't part of the Erev, they asher on the people who were there. Because now there's more people in this chatzer, and some of them didn't make an Erev. We don't say that since when Shabbos came in, the chatzer was mutter, it remains mutter for the whole Shabbos. Gemara says no. So from here we have a raya, that if the wall falls down, it's like new people moving in. And it's awesome. Gemara says no. Maybe it happened Erev Shabbos, and Shabbos was never mutter, and they didn't realize it. They didn't realize it till Shabbos. So on Shabbos it's going to be awesome, since they didn't make an Erev between all of them. But Enochinami, if it happened on Shabbos, and when Shabbos came in, the Chatzar was Mutter, it'll remain Mutter for the whole Shabbos. Shema minod Rashi, Diorin Aboim b'Shabbos, ki haka, de'emesh lo hayu Diorin elu, sholten minateven v'hala, when Shabbos came in, the other half of the chatzer had nothing to do with this chatzer, because there was a wall between them of the pile of tevin. The achshav hein sholtim b'chol habayis. And now, that tevin went down. It's talking the case where the chatzeros opened into a house that was full of tevin. So if the tevin goes down, now that house connects both chatzeros. Until now, it's separated between the chatzeros. Asurin, v'lo amrin and Shabbos soil v'utra utra. We don't say that since when Shabbos came in, it was mutter. It means mutter v'al Shabbos. Upluksi v'perakamis machlokas. We end the first parak. Gabe shiora shechonsu v'bika. So let's bring a raya from here to the side that we don't say Shabbos given shutra utra. Mars is no raya. Maybe it's talking over here where the tevin got less before Shabbos came. They didn't realize it till Shabbos. Kate said, well, says, what happens when you have that situation? You have this house full of tevin that separates two chatzeros, and each one made their own Erev, and there was fine. And then, either Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos, the tevin got less than 10 tvachim. Now, the house connects the two chatzeros. So what do you do? So the only etzah is that one of them has to lock his house and mevakla's reshus to the other one, and then the whole chatzer will belong, both chatzers belong to the other one. He'll be able to take from his chatzer into his house, and the first one who's mevatlas rishus won't be able to take from his house into the chatzer, because he's mevatlas rishus to the other one. Mar says, Tarta, you need both things. Why is it enough for him to mevatlas rishus? Why don't you have to lock his house? Hachikomer, ol noel es peso, ol mevatlas rishus. En chanami doesn't mean both. He has two choices. He can either lock up his house completely and totally separate himself from the other chatzer, and that way the other chatzer is independent. Or he can be mevaklis rishus, and then the whole chatzer becomes shayach to the other person. But he doesn't have to do both. V'boy seimer, another possibility, another answer, lo olam tard, inachanami, need both. Kiven, didosh beyosi l'tiltule. We don't need both to permit the other guy from carrying from his house into the chatzer. All you need is bittul rishus. Or that the other guy should lock up his house. One of the two. But you need both because of the guy himself who's being mevatlas rishus. Because since he was, till now, used to carrying from his house into his chatzer, and now he's not allowed to do it, we're afraid if he doesn't lock up his house, he's going to forget and carry from his house into the chatzer. So therefore, we make him lock up the house. Now that doesn't mean that he can't go out of his house and go through the chatzer. But immediately after he goes out, he has to lock the door again. And when he comes back, he has to lock the door. It's only a siman that he shouldn't carry things from the house into the chatzer. but he's allowed to leave his house and go back in and out on Shabbos. Rashi, oh no, El Espeso, the Golidaite dis Stalik Mihocha. When he locks up his house, he shows that he has no kshaychas to the other chotzer. Vayinu bitul, same thing as bitul rishus. The boy is saying alolam tarti. Really need both. Uliyim heter chaveru bechadasaki. To be matter the other one to carry from his house into the chotzer, either one would be good enough. Locking up the house, which basically is bitul rishus, or bitul rishus without locking up the house. Lididei boy, lemevet harchoka. However, for his sake, he has to lock up the house. Lolesi letutule. What did the sphere lay la haitana b'chom of the rishus the boy we know? It's not only in this case. In all cases where a person's mevakel is rishus, he also has to lock up his house that he hasn't come to carry into the chotzer. Okay. Who asur v'chadero mutter? Then it says he is asur, but the other guy is mutter, pshita. So that's exactly what bitul rishus accomplishes. Why does he have to say it openly? He's asur and the other one's mutter. Where it says, Lotzricha dehoder idichu batle lechavrei, where after the first one did what he had to do, not after the second one did what he had to do, the second one was mevakel the rishus back to the first one. So I might think it helps. Kamash Malon, no. This guy remains also the whole Shabbos, and you can't be mevakel rishus backwards again, and the other guy remains mutter the whole Shabbos. And what do we learn from that? You can't be mevakel more than once. The first guy can mevakel his rishus, that's the way he has to stay. The second guy can't, after he finishes doing what he has to do, be mevakel rishus back to the first one. Rashi lo tzrich el tohader, hai mekabel rishuso, hu botle rishuse lai, mevakel lach rishus etzrocha. The one who the rishus was mevutel to, can't then turn around and be mevakel his rishus back to the first one. Okay. V'chein ha-tomer begov shel tevet, shebein shnei tchumei Shabbos, pshita. Right, l'chora, what's the difference between, that we're not afraid, that if you have a chotzer, that part of this, the hay is in one chotzer, and part in the other, and the hay is the mechitza, that the people on this side are allowed to make use of the hay on their side, and the people on the other side are allowed to make use of the hay on the other side. And we're not afraid that they'll end up taking from the other side to their side. Same thing, if you have a big excavation, and it's within the tchum of one city on one side, but outside the tchum of that city on the other side, and within the tchum of the second city on the second side, but out of the tchum of that city on the first side. So each one can take from what's within their tchum, and we're the same thing. We're not afraid that this city will take from what's in the tchum of the other city. Same halacha, right? Pshita lo tzrich lo Rabbi Akiva. You need it, according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds d'omar tchumim deraisa. Rabbi Akiva holds that tchumim is deraisa. Mao de seima ligs are dilma osi lichlu. Think of mashmalan. I might think by the case of Tchumim, according to Rabbi Akiva, since Tchumim is Minat Torah, that we make a gzera that we're afraid that they take from the other Tchumim, since they'll be over in Sederaisa. Kamash Malan, even according to Rabbi Akiva, where Tchumim is Deraisa, we don't make such a gzera. We're not afraid that they'll take from the other side. Rashi, Pshita, Mayul made the Tchumim Mechatzeros, Hova Hoda Rabbanani, both of the Rabbanan. To Rabbi Akiva Maseches Sota v'Perek Kishem, Mahu Deseima Nigzar Dilmosi Lichlufe V'Likach Mitchum Shenu Shalohem V'Ko'avri Adoraisa Kamash V'Lon. Even though Tchumim is Doraisa, it still has the same halacha as the Eruvei Chatzeres. They ask the Chora, even according to Rabbi Akiva, that Tchumim is Doraisa Pashtus. That's only that you can't walk outside the Tchum, but that you can't take Chatezin in from outside your tchum into your tchum, that surely is only trapan. Mashma from here, that ain't a kanami, that's also minat Torah. Right. Others say, no, we're afraid that what the havamina was, that if we let the guy take from this side, he may end up taking from the other side, and then he may end up walking out to that side. And That's Taka Doraisa, walking out of the Tchum. Even though taking things from out of the Tchum into your Tchum is only Drabon. I have a more simple answer. I don't know why the Rishon didn't say it. And that is that we're always machmer more by something that's ikrom in our Torah. The concept of Tchumim has a Torah basis to it. So therefore, maybe we're more, the Hadamina was, we'd be more machmer by Tchumim, which has a basis in our Torah. But a Ruvei Chatzeros has no basis in the Torah at all. It's totally an Indian Drabonim, because of maybe you'll make a mistake of Rishus Haram, Rishus Hayochid. But the concept is purely Drabonim. There is more reason to be Mekel. Okay, cool. Ketzad Mishtatvin B'movoi, how do you make a Shituf Mavos? And the Rishonim say, Tzlav Davka Shituf applies to Ruvei Chatzeros too. We'll see it even applies to Eruv Takshilu. Right, you're going to have to now make a bunch of people a shituf, right, shutvin, in that food, either by eruve chatzeros to pass, or by eruve shituf mavuos with any kind of food. So how do you create this shutvis in the food itself? Meiniach hasachodis, take a barrel, and this only applies to eruve what's called shituf mavuos, because for eruve chatzeros you need pas. Take the barrel, or for eruve chatzeros you take a loaf of bread. The omer harezu lechol b'nei mavu. Right, this is now. I'm taking this bread, and I'm mezaket to everybody in the mavu. Everybody there should have a chelik. There's another way to do it. Everybody donates a part, and they put it in the barrel. But if they don't want to donate, one guy wants to donate for everybody, so he's mezaka a portion in this barrel to everybody in the mavud. Mezaka lohem, but you can't just say it, that doesn't make it theirs. You have to make a kinyan. So you mezaka it al yedei b'no b'to agdolim. You do it either through children who are, according to Pashtas, who are bar mitzvah, who can be mezaka to somebody else and are not totally in the father, or through your eved or shivcha who are Jewish avodim, they're also not considered an extension of your hand. They're a separate person. A separate person can be mezake for somebody else, or your wife. Aval eno mezake lo al yitei beno bitu aktanim. Ktanim are considered an extension of the father. So it's like, you can't be mezaka something to someone else if you're holding it. It has to go out of your rishos. So if your children, your little children are holding it, it's like you're holding it. So it never went out of your rishos. There's no kenya. A zikui can only be through somebody who's out of your rishos. So your little children are out of your rishos. An eved kenani, a shivra kenanis, are an extension of the master. So it's not like it went out of your rishos. So their hand is like your hand. Just like you can't pick it up and say, I'm picking this up, and it should belong to all the people in the chatzah. Won't help, because it never left my hand. So it never left my hand, if it's in my little children's hand, or in my eved kenani's hand. But neshi yodim ki yodim, because their hand is an extension of your hand. And just like your hand won't help, their hand won't help either. Rashi. He can take his own food and make it belong to everybody else. He says, take this barrel, pick it up, and have kavana to what's it called, to pick it up as a shliach for all the people in the chatzah. That helps. But he can't do that, because it didn't leave his hand. How could it be somebody else's if he's holding it? Now you can't make a kinyan for someone else if you're the owner. So you give it to somebody else to make the kinyan for the other people. And there's big machlokas over here. He's shown him what the b'no b'to agdolim and ketanim. Some learn that gedolim and ketanim means in age. Right. Gedolim and Ketanim mean, what's it called? Rats are the Rashba and the Rambamler. Over bar mitzvah, under bar mitzvah. Under bar mitzvah, they're an extension of your hand. Over bar mitzvah, they're separate people. The Rabbeinu Tam learns that has nothing to do with age. It has to do with if they're dependent on him. They eat by him. If they're dependent on him, they could be 80 years old. They're ketanim. They're not dependent on him, even if they're little kids. They could still be mezakeh because they're independent.
Okay. So
the wife. The wife is what's it called? And the tour paskins are having machmer like both. So you need adults who are not dependent on the father to be mezakeh. Okay. The wife, the riff holds that makes no difference whether the wife is dependent on him or not. The wife's a separate entity. Even though ishto kikufo, the gavinis halacha, she's a separate entity and she can be mezakeh. The tour holds it depends if he's supporting her or not. If he supports her, then she's not a separate entity. If he doesn't support her, then she is. And Tosfos says there's a middle level. He doesn't support her mamish, but he tells her to work, but he gives her what she isn't able to earn for herself. Then it depends if she has a separate house to herself or if she lives in his house, if she's considered an extension of his hand or not. Okay, so in any case, so you have to do it. Same, we do this by Erev Tavshilin. Right? Somebody wants to make an Erev Tavshilin for other people. Right? The minig is that the Rav of the place makes an Erev Tavshilin for everybody in the place in case they forget, and it's the first time they forgot. So I can't pick up the Erev Tavshilin myself and say I'm a zakeh to everybody. It's my food. So I have to give it to someone else who's not samuch al shulchani, right? And since by the wife it's a machlokes, and by the children also, so you have to give it to a person who's an adult, who's not samuch al shulchan. Usually give it to a family member who's visiting, who doesn't even know, or a guest, or whatever. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Chavis. Amar Rav Yehuda Chavis Shoshitufei Mabuos Tzorech Lagbiyam in Akarka Tefa. Not only does the person have to take in his hands, he has to pick it up at least a tefach off the ground. Now some Rishonim learn, Rashi says Tzorech Lagbiyam in Akarka Kshuma Zako Solohen Techokama Demandcha Vishusei Lohavi Zechia. Because if you leave it on the ground, same problem as before. You don't pick it up a tefach, it's like it's on the ground. It's on the ground, it's in my rishus. So how in the world can that person be mezakeh for someone else if it's still in my rishus? But if you pick it up a tefach, he's taken it out of my rishus, it's in his hand, and he becomes a shliach for all the other people. Lo havi zechiyah, v'achi tani la betosefta, im mishelohen, ein tzorek lezakos. If they contribute to the Eruv, they don't have to make any zechiyah. It's theirs, and everybody now is a shutev. The im mishelohu, but if it's one person who's mezakeh to the other ones, and now becomes theirs, ashliach magbiyah min hakarka v'omer zechisi lachem. The Rambam learns differently. The Rambam learns that this has nothing to do with the zechiyah. It's a special din by shituf mavuos. In other words, by eruvei tavshil, you wouldn't have to pick it up at tefach. It has nothing to do with the zechiyah. It's not a heker. It has to be clear that this is the shituf. So it has to be put somewhere, a tefach off the ground, that gives it a heker. So for the zechiyah itself, you don't have to pick it up a tefach. But when you leave it for the shituf, it has to be a tefach off the ground. Omar Rav, Hani Tarte Mile, Sabi de Pumpadisa Amrinu. These two halachas were said by Sabi de Pumpadisa. Rashi, Sabi the Pumpadisa, Rav Yehuda the Yeshivaso, Bishilai Perakama de Sanhedrin. In the first Perak of Sanhedrin, it tells me that whenever it says Sabi the Pumpadisa, it means Rav Yehuda and his Yeshiva. They were called Sabi the Pumpadisa. So they said these two halachas. The first one, that you have to pick up the Shetufi Mavuos, a tefach, and the second one is the following. Chadaha, first one is the halacha of shitufei mavuos, which had to pick up a tefach. The idach, and the second one was hamikadesh, person makes kiddush im tom mali lugma v'yotza v'im lav lo yotza. If he drank at least a mali lugma from the wine, then you yotza kiddush. And if not, you're not yotza kiddush. That's called kiddush ala kos. If you don't drink mali lugma, how much is mali lugma? So for an average person, it's rov of a revius. And for a bigger person, it's more than that, but it's never more than a revius. Once you have a revius, it's fine. But you can even drink less than a revius for an average person, as long as it's rov of the revius. That's called mali lugma. And mali lugma doesn't mean it fills up both your cheeks. It means that you have enough wine in your mouth that if you put it to one side, it would fill up one cheek, which for an average person is rove of a revius of wine. Rashi. No Rashi. Let's go on. Omer Rav Chaviva, ha nami sabe de pumpedisamino. I have another halacha that sabe the pumpedisa said. The Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the Shmuel, like we said, the Rav Yehuda and his yeshiva were sabe de pumpedisa. They said the following: Osin medura lechaya b'shabbos. You can make a bonfire to give heat to a woman who just gave birth on Shabbos, because sakonas nefashis if she is cold. Sover mina. So we thought that since he said lechaya for a woman who just gave birth, that's only for a woman who gave birth. Lechola lo, but a chola who's not a chola sheish bo sakana, right, necessarily, is not going to become a chola sheish bo sakana if he's not heated up. He gets the chills, it's not going to affect his illness, unless you know for sure it does. But under normal circumstances, a stomach, a person who's sick, is not going to become a chola sheish bo sakana if he doesn't get heat. Right? We also thought that for the chai, it's only in the winter. It's a sakana. But in the summer, she's cold, but it's hot outside, it's not a sakana. Itmar, then we have a member that was said, Omer Abchia Bar Oven, Omer Shmuel, that Abchia Bar Oven, same name is Shmuel, who is the source of this member, that you can light a fire for a chai. Shmuel himself said, Hake is dam, then it's stunning. A person let blood, and then he got the chills. So he's a cholish rainbow sakana, but he got the chills. Osin lo madura b'shabbos. You're allowed to make a fire for him because it could lead to sakana. Person who's sick gets the chills, it's already something that could be a sakana. So we see from here, it's not only a woman who gave birth, any cholish. And Vafilo Vatufastamas, even if it's summertime. If he has chills, you make a fire. It's not enough that the air is hot, he needs extra heat. So you see that also is not true. It's not only in the winter, and it's not only a woman who gave birth, it's any chola, and even in the summer. Madura Hesekodl, you make a big bonfire to heat up the room, but turn on the heat. What's it called? Because it's a reasonable chashash, sotik sakana, maybe that because of the chills, the person will come to sakonas nefashis.